And we'll just start hearing bills in the order that they're printed, which would lead us to Senate Bill 120. This is an act to establish certain wage requirements for recipients of Ready Fund loans. Of course, I just say this, and I don't see Representative Ketzel in the room. In there? All right. Well, we could take up Senate Bill 124 if we're ready to do that. Why don't we jump down to Senate Bill 124 and then we'll jump up to 120 and 121. Senate Bill 124 is an act to allow for the deposit of certain funds for the repayment of certain contracts relating to energy savings, and I'll hand the gavel to Senator Brown. I'll be very brief in my comments because, and with your permission, if I could.
Go ahead, Senator. We will have the proponents of Senate Bill 124. Senator Everest.
Thank you. This bill is a school district bill, actually, and it's just it's a very short bill, and the title fairly well explains what the bill does. But Diana Miller is here today to explain the bill and is, quote, the expert on the subject, so with that introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Diana Miller, and I'm a registered lobbyist for Johnson Controls, and I'm also a registered lobbyist for the ESD Plus 5 school districts, which are the 13 largest school districts in the state. And I want to thank the committee this morning and Senator Evers for sponsoring this bill. Senate Bill 124 really is permissive legislation that deals with correcting an oversight that occurred during the 2000 legislative session, when the legislature passed the bill that allows no transfers from the general fund to other funds. This particular bill deals with energy savings contracts that currently exist in various school districts across the state. And Chapter 133B promotes energy conservation measures in facilities, and that includes school districts. School districts, healthcare, local government entities, state universities all have contracts with various companies whereby the companies such as Johnson Controls, the group I represent, and Honeywell is another one that comes in and assists a group on how to save utilities. And they look at energy efficiency things such as cost savings in lighting, window treatments, ceiling upgrades, and other utilities. And the average savings to a school district utility budget can run anywhere from 15% to 30%, and the dollar amount will vary from district to district based on the number and the size of the number of students and the size of the facility. But generally, in the contracts that Honeywell has in this state, the savings they've calculated per student basis ranges anywhere from $10 to $25 per year. And the annual savings for a typical high school or a middle school, such as in Brookings or Watertown, Yankton, or Aberdeen, and I use my school districts because I'm most familiar with those, can range anywhere on a yearly basis from $25,000 to $35,000 a year. Currently, they have contracts with Brookings, Brandon Valley, the Developmental Center in Redfield, Clark, Aberdeen, Vermilion, Del Rapids, Dakota Valley, the City of Rapid City, Rapid City School District, Mobridge, and Watertown. And what happens when they write these contracts, and these contracts can exist up to 10 years in the state, they come in and you incur your savings in your utility bill, and then you more or less need to write yourself a check once you have the savings, and you need to get that money out of the general fund into some other fund, because either to pay the contract or to use it for building improvements. And I think it was inadvertent last year when we did this, we didn't look at this area. So basically, we need to have the option, and it is permissive legislation, because some school districts or other facilities may wish to keep the money in their general fund or transfer it to capital outlay to pay the contract or to deal with some more improvements to the building. So this is what this particular bill does, and it is simply very permissive, and it talks about in Section 1, and there is only one section, that you can either deposit the proceeds from the loan into the general fund of the capital outlay. Any savings you incur could be put in the general fund or capital outlay. And then if you have to repay or do any building or improvements to the building, you could put it in the general fund and transfer it to the capital outlay. So it's a very simple bill, and I would be happy to answer any questions, and I would urge you to support Senate Bill 124 to allow us to fulfill our contract obligations and promote energy efficiencies in this state, because the company right now feels that they are somewhat in limbo as to the ability to do this in some areas. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Diane. Any questions? Senator Whiting.
And on line 5, it says the school district may deposit the proceeds from the loan. What's the loan?
Sometimes Johnson Controls will loan the money, or the company, excuse me, not just Johnson Controls, will loan the school district some monies to make these payment or make the upgrades, and then that you will repay the loan to them.
Okay. I think it just isn't too well written. I mean, the loan assumes that we have... the loan has been mentioned somewhere else, which it really hasn't been. It just kind of jumps out there without any reference. The loan. What loan? I mean, I think the statute should say what loan. It's just a drafting.
Yeah, and I had LRC draft this based on the explanation. I don't know if there's a better way to say it. Certainly, I'm not.
I would maybe from. From any loan in undertaken by the school district in connection with the energy savings program or something like that.
I'm certainly open to that.
It's got to be something. Can't you just send any loan, the loan sticking out there with no explanation what it is.
Further questions? Senator Broz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On line 6, where it says resulting from energy savings, how do they determine what those savings are? The companies, how do they determine that? And I'm sure it would be different, as you mentioned, for different buildings and so on. How's that determined?
May I answer?
Go ahead.
Senator Broz, it depends on, and I'll speak just to the school districts because I'm most familiar with the school districts. They will come in and with your utility bill, they'll analyze that. And they'll look at how you can reduce the costs on heating, lighting, that type of thing. And then they'll go from month to month. And then, like, if they put in insulation or something such as that, your utility bills will drop in costs. And the difference is the savings between what it was before they put in the improvements and versus what your utility costs would be after the improvement.
Yeah, follow up.
Senator Bruce.
How do they factor in, let's say, the different types of winters we have, let's say? You know, we have some that are very cold. Last year was not. I'm just wondering, last year's compared to, let's say, 96, 97, there would have been, I think, a lot of savings there. They could say, savings, you did this. But I'm just thinking, you know, with a different climate, the way it works, that it would be so difficult to really know what the savings are. But... you know, I certainly, you know, I support what we're trying to do, but I'm just curious as to how accurate we're going to be on determining that savings.
Diane?
And I don't know that I can give an answer sufficient to satisfy you, Senator Bros. I was to have people in here today, but they had a problem with an interstate coming with its clothes, so they couldn't get here, and the person was from Johnson Control, so that they could explain their whole process. But I think, basically, I mean, they look at variety of years over the span of the contract, and then they average it out, because there would be differences. Certain years you're going to save more depending on the climatic conditions and the temperature versus other years. Certain year, and I think it's an average over the life of the contract.
Would, Mr. Chairman, would we then be able to classify this as energy savings that they weren't able to get out here?
Yes. Yes, I think that is. I said energy savings. Short of asking for a snow plow and that, we couldn't get out here. So I said I didn't want to hold the committee up, and I try to present the bill to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Senator Whiting.
Dave Wortbaum has drafted an amendment which would read, it may deposit the proceeds from, instead of the loan, say any loan related to the energy savings contract. There might not be a loan.
Yeah.
I would move that amendment. Second.
Okay. The amendment has been moved by Senator Whiting and seconded by Senator Simmons. Any discussion on that amendment? I do think that it clarifies that particular section, and I think the loan should be with the energy savings.
Senator, I agree, because we wanted to keep it as tight and related to just this area as possible.
Does the sponsor of the bill have any comments on the amendment?
I think it would probably clarify what loan. I've been trying to find the statute surrounding that, but it's in the interstate's close to my computer isn't working, so.
Everybody, I think we'll just go ahead and pass this amendment, and everybody in favor of the amendment, say aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment carried. Okay. Now we have 124 as amended. Do we have other proponents? Other proponents to 124? Do we have opponents to 124? Any opponents to 124? Seeing none, we will close the hearing to discussion by the committee and disposition of the bill. Senator Sutton.
I'll move do pass as amended.
Senator Sutton has moved do pass as amended.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Burroughs. Any comments? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Burroughs?
Aye.
Duthard?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Yates? 124 will go to the floor. Do pass.